Proclamation number 6465 of 1st of February, 1956. Connections between worlds of stars and the Earth. In the global space, stars circle in large number, and each of these stars is a creation work that has its purpose to serve the standing spiritual in the upward development for residents, to promote its development in various kind. But always all of these creation works are originated for the spiritual, because the number of the fallen original spirits is immensely, and immense periods of time are required until the return to their original being is reached. And everywhere is life. But everywhere also a stage of hardening, so each celestial body keeps bounded and even more free spiritual in its area. But the life attested essence is also formed so differently on the various heavenly bodies and also operates with a quite different activity. And only on the spiritual path these different creation works and creatures can be reported, because the connection between those worlds and the earth can never be made, and thus any knowledge about it would be impossible, if it is not spiritual transmitted to humans. There are worlds of stars of enormous proportions, compared with the earth, which could be well called the smallest and poorest star, if not its purpose and special determination would give the compensation for it. What for you is visible in the firmament is only a tiny part of God's existing creation in the universe. There are stars which could be named as located near the earth, because they can still be seen by the eyes of the people, even if only in an infinite reduction, for that you do not know a scale. But these stars are also inhabited by such beings who have been in some contact with the earth, which has resulted in a cosmic conditional radiation, which mutually takes place at times by all heavenly bodies that are in the area of one of their assigned sun. What you people account a cosmic conditioned is not spiritual without effect too. For you people there are quasi-unknown assistances of beings who want to give what they have and would like to take what they lack. What is only yet to understand spiritually. The run of any heavenly bodies takes place in divine order, which only God's will can transform itself, if this serves a special purpose. But just this lawful order also prevents that stars ever touch, that direct connections can be made between such and that from the beings of a heavenly body the sphere could be broken, which is limited for each star. There are probably spiritual connections from world to world, which only serve for purpose of spiritual maturity. And in the last time such spiritual connections will be produced very often, but the people on earth do not know of which worlds of stars they are at rest, if a being of these worlds expresses. Therefore they do not know it, because it is quite irrelevant where the messages come from, because a direct approach with the beings of such worlds is never possible. But they influence uninterrupted the inhabitants of the earth, because they recognize their spiritual need and are also informed what this star Earth threatens. And therefore they take an active interest in their development, because they know about the great chance of the people on earth can become children of God, and want to mobilize all their influence that people achieve this aim. The inhabitants of other heavenly bodies are more or less luminous, but they are not declined the dark state of mind of the people on earth, as luminous stars are their residence. But also their development is not completed, neither they still have achieved the original state. But their course of development is different than for the people on this earth, and also their activity is another. Their spiritual missions can also be extended to the inhabitants of the earth and take place in another way, as you people is imaginable. You can stand under their influence, but otherwise you shall never come in contact with them than mentally, because this is also a law of divine order, that is irrefutable. Amen.